All right, guys, back at it again today. All right, we put the pads back on. I was impressed with the tempo of practice. Today was a competition day. We put the jerseys up for grabs. We'll go in and take a look at the tape. I got a pretty good idea where it went, but we'll take a look at the tape and see who got the yellow or the silver jersey. So injury updates. Stacy McGee tried to go out and practice today, wasn't able to finish. Miles Wade was injured today in practice. So again, you know, nothing's a season-ending type of deal. A lot of nagging, little injuries, and we just got to push through. And again, we got to have a next man up philosophy. It is what it is, and we got to keep pushing through and keep going.
You get short of bodies as you are at defensive tackle right now. Do you have to look at bringing?
Yeah, I think absolutely. I think that's something that we got to continue to look at. You know, we brought in Miles Wade. Unfortunately, he was injured today, so we got to keep looking and make sure we got enough bodies to come out here and practice with.
Matt said he was getting comfortable with the offense and their way beyond the sort of initial building blocks. Is that how you see it, and how is his progression?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's getting more comfortable. I still think every day is a learning day. I think every day is a day that we got to continue to come out here and work and get better, and we're not going to be perfect right now. I don't expect perfection right now, but that's what we got to continue to strive for, and that's what we got to hold ourselves, everybody, coaches and players, we got to hold ourselves accountable to that standard.
Rashad Jennings had a season last year where he was 2.8 yards a carry, which was even like half a yard less than McFadden. They both were coming off seasons where they were having trouble, you know, making a lot of forward progress, but he looks pretty good out here.
Yeah, he's done some good things for us, and one of the challenges that you have for Rashad is Rashad's a big back. All right, we want Rashad to play like a big back. And that'll be something that we're going to be looking at as we go into the preseason is, you know, him being that big physical presence that we expect him to be.
Short yardage and...
Yeah, I think that potentially. But, you know, really when you look at it, in the scheme of things and what we're trying to do, I mean, we want to be a tough physical running football team. And, you know, the back's a big part of that.
Mm-hmm. The secondary looked like they made a lot of plays. Experience, is that what you feel could be a strength of this team?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that was one of the areas that we wanted to make sure that we addressed in the offseason. I think Reggie did a great job of bringing in and acquiring some talent. Like I've said before, you know, with some veteran players and Tracy Porter, Mike Jenkins, a guy like Charles Woodson, you know, bringing in those type of players that you know, they've competed at the highest level and they've won at the highest level. You know, I've said this before also, that this is a passing league. And so for you to have success on defense, you got to be solid in the secondary. I think we've improved in that regard.
Were officials instructed to not throw flags today, or are they just talking to you guys? Or?
No, we told them if they saw something that I wanted to go ahead and put the flag on the ground. I think really they only had one penalty that they would have called a false start on one particular play. So it was a pretty clean practice, you know, as far as that's concerned. They're obviously not going to see everything because we don't have the full crew out here. But it's part of the deal. We bring the officials out. You know, it's good for them. They get some work. But it's also good for us because we get a chance to, have them kind of explain some of the new rules and some of the things that they're going to emphasize this year.
So as long as the assistants we're talking to during the plays. You know.
Yeah, and that's part of the process. That's part of the reason why they're out here to educate us, as coaches, educate the players. You know, how they're going to call the game, what their mechanics are. We'll have a meeting with them this afternoon to where they can kind of, you know, again, show us the points of emphasis and the new rule changes.
Is that where they'll tell you that there's no more tackle?
Well, I think we already know that, but they'll explain that again, I'm sure.
Coach, I know you've updated us on Hayden. Is he any closer to being 100%?
Listen, he is what he is, all right? And, I don't really have any other update other than the fact that we're waiting on the doctors to clear him for full contact. We anticipate that's going to be sometime during the preseason. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're waiting on the doctor's clearance.
Has he been set back that much?
No.
I know you said coming into camp that all the positions were going to get equal time, namely the quarterbacks.
Well, I never said all the positions were going to get equal time. I said we were going to have a competition. And really, I'm going to let the competition dictate who's getting the reps. And so as you watch practice, I mean, that's kind of where the competition is, and nobody's, you know, in certain groups, you know, it hadn't declared, and others it has.
When you look at, I've noticed that Matt McGloin was getting the was the fourth quarterback to come out, and now, like the last couple of days, he's been the third quarterback to come out. Can you say what's behind?
Well, I think Matt McGloin's earned the right to get some reps, and you know, we brought him in here so we can evaluate him and see how he is. So he's earned that right. He's stepped up, and he's done some nice things.
What role do you envision for Andre Carter? Do you see him as that pass rushing specialist that can make hay in certain types of situations with certain packages, or could he be more of a every down guy?
Well, I see Andre a little bit more as a third down guy for us. I mean, obviously he can go into the rotation and play on first and second down, but I see him a little bit more as a third down type of player, passing situations a lot of times. The great thing about Andre is that he's a pro, so he's going to prepare himself for all situations, and when he's called upon to go in there and play, he's going to go in there and play.
Seems like when you have a guy like Jason and a guy like Andre with maybe some differing strengths, that, you know, when you add those guys together, that they may be a pretty solid combination opposite Lamar.
Yeah, I like both those players. I think both of them are veteran players. I think both of them understand what it takes to play this game, and there'll be a role for both of those guys on this football team.
Earlier today, he's pulling CO side, pointing out things in the one-on-one drills. On a defense that's had so many changes, how important is it to have a veteran guy like him, a veteran guy like Woodson, that can kind of convey the message to the players rather than always having to come from the coaches?
I think on any team, that's important that you have that veteran leadership. And anytime you got guys like Charles Woodson, you got guys like Andre Carter, who, you know, they're preaching the same message that we're preaching. And they understand what it takes to be a championship-level football team, and they understand what it takes to have success in this league. So for those guys, we got a lot of young players. And for those guys to take on that leadership role, that's part of what their job description is. I mean, obviously, we expect them to go out and make plays for us, but part of their job description is to help some of these young guys not just learn what to do, but really how to do it and how to play the NFL game.
Is Alex Barron in the starting right tackle spot?
Well, I think we're going to let that thing play out, but obviously I've been impressed with the things that Alex Barron has done, and that's been a nice surprise for us. You know, he's a guy that, you know, is kind of, you know, kind of getting that second chance, and he's taking advantage of it.
Coach, how do you shed the perception that the Raiders are in rebuilding?
I don't pay any attention to it, all right? Our job's to go out here and compete and put the best product we can on the field, and that's exactly what we're doing. And these guys aren't going to listen to anything that anybody on the outside world has to say. We're worried about the guys in the locker room, the coaches on this staff, and we've got a mindset that we're coming out here to compete.
Coach, can you talk about the progression of Rivera, the tight end, what you've seen out of him?
I've been real impressed. Like I said yesterday, you know, one of the question marks you had on Michael Rivera is his ability to block. We knew he was going to be, you know, skilled in the passing game, which he has been, but I've been impressed with the fullness of his game and his ability in the running game as well as in protection.
Casa missed some time. Is he still making that ground up a little bit?
Absolutely. He's still behind, and he's got a lot of ground to make up, and he's got to make it up fast.
Hot topic around the league is the Riley Cooper situation in Philadelphia. Is that something you address at all with your team, or something you guys pay attention to?
You know, we haven't addressed it. I mean, obviously, that's a situation that, you know, you don't want anything to be divisive in the locker room. I think we all understand that we've got a group of young men that all come from different backgrounds, and we got to respect all kinds of different backgrounds, whether it be race, religion, whatever the case may be.
What are your thoughts on how the O-line looks so far? Are you pleased, concerned, or how would you characterize it?
You know, I like the way the offensive line's worked. I've been real impressed with the way they've worked. I've been impressed with the way that Tony's coaching them. I think they're coming out and competing, and you know, I think they're going to be ready to answer the challenge.